I'm Caroline Ballard.
And I'm Aaron Schrank. Over two decades ago, Wyoming surpassed Kentucky as the country's number one coal-producing state and has kept that title ever since. The steady and sharp increase in demand for the state's comparably cleaner coal wasn't due to obvious factors like market forces or labor costs. It was brought on largely by federal environmental regulations, and now a series of new regulations are changing the industry even more. Inside Energy's Lee Patterson reports.
It's going to tell me to add paper.
Robert Henning is an historian at a small county museum in northeastern Wyoming. He's photocopying old newspaper clippings for me.
This is from the Gillette News Record, the local paper.
With headlines like Riches from the Ground and...
I believe a special section called the Powder River Energy Story. It's from June 1975.
The 1970s marked an important era for Wyoming coal, basically its birthday. It all started with the first ever federal law to tackle air pollution, the Clean Air Act of 1970 and the amendments that followed. In its wake, demand for Wyoming's low-sulfur coal skyrocketed, and so did jobs. In 1970, Wyoming employed just 621 coal miners. A decade later, more than 6,000. As we look through the old news clippings, today, coal is still the number one source of American electricity. But Robert Henning is concerned.
Who knows what is in the future of the energy industry? So to have this document and record about what happened here in Gillette is very important.
That uncertainty about the future is a feeling shared in coal-producing states across the country these days, especially with a new set of regulations called the Clean Power Plan. The Environmental Protection Agency's proposal aims to cut carbon emissions from existing power plants. And although the rule won't be finalized until this summer, coal country lawmakers are fighting back. Here's Wyoming Governor Matt Mead.
In the coming years, we don't need to let up. We need to double down. We must assure coal's continuity.
This fear, this fight, is strongly tied to the fact that many coal-fired power plants are partially or fully shutting down. At least five have already this year. And it's not just because of the Clean Power Plan. Before that, factors like new mercury regulations on power plant emissions have been mixing with market forces like cheaper natural gas and the rising cost of mining coal. It's all sowing anxiety in homes like this one.
Come on in, ladies.
Hey. This is a house of many noises.
Hey, everyone.
Coal miner Beverly Bauman and her husband Rick Swanson live in Rosette, a town in Wyoming's remote, coal-rich Powder River Basin. In the early 70s, Swanson helped to build a mine in that basin called Black Thunder.
It was the biggest construction project I ever worked on, and I was just a little old tiny piece of it, you know.
It's now the largest coal mine in the U.S. Beverly worked in the industry as well, and that's where she met Rick.
Fact is, when we finally got married, people go, "You did? I thought you guys were going to stay shacked up forever."
They'll probably have to edit that.
Over the years, the industry has been good for them and their large extended family. Steady work and fair pay. Nationally, coal production and employment is down. But Wyoming, so far, hasn't really suffered. Still, what do they see for the future of coal?
Rick and I came here and we ended up in the sweet part of life. But the kids that I'm seeing come to work for the mines now, I tell them, are you really sure this is what you want to do? Because this job might not be here.
None of Beverly and Rick's children went into mining, but their nephew, Philip Karstens, did.
Okay. Here you go.
As he plays a board game with his son, Philip explains that he moved to Wyoming from California 8 months ago. He's 24, so I asked him if there's anyone else his age at the mine.
Oh, no. No, there's not that many young people. Like, I'd say probably like five.
Still, Philip loves what he does, but said that his son probably won't follow in his footsteps because the industry might not be around long enough for that. For Inside Energy, I'm Lee Patterson.
Inside Energy is a public media collaboration focused on America's energy issues.